number 3 Sierra Zulu testing a new antenna. Anybody copy? Over.
CR, in Greer. My name's Tom. Go ahead. I was a little ways away from the radio. I'm testing the antenna. Go ahead.
Roll, TR, clear.
Signal, but I can certainly receive your signal. Over.
Coming down the mountain on Highway 25. It'd be hard for me to get into the repeater from this location, but that's probably the reason. But just let you know your antenna's working fine. Over.
I tried the other location. Appreciate it. November 3, Sierra Zulu route.
KOS. KI4DOS. And 0TR. Good afternoon, Gary.
I'm KI4DOS Mobile. I don't know how good I'm getting into the repeater, but coming down 25, in these little dead spots over here, I can't quite get into the repeater good. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing good today.
Well, sir, we've been outside most of the day and messing with the chickens, and old Bernice messed around with strawberries, and we made a shelf for canned goods this morning. And just been busy. So I think we're just going to have a hot dog for dinner. We was right there yesterday where you're at. We went up to Hendersonville and got some apples over there at Granddad's.
I guess Miss Bernice will be making you an apple pie to go with your ice cream later.
Yes. We're going to go get some ice, if there's any left, on a holiday weekend down there at, what's the name of the place? Willis's. And they got one of those portable things. And I think she might be going to make some this afternoon. But we've been working quite a bit. And I had to go out and water the yard. Don't do that very often. But it's been so darn dry. We went out there. So good day to Joy if she's with you today. What have you been up to?
Rode up the mountain and met Patrick. And me and him rode up to Shelby, walked around for a little while. Saw a couple of things I really liked, but I didn't buy anything, didn't eat anything, so we headed on back to the house now. Had a great day. It was kind of warm up there, but it was a pretty decent ham fest for a change.
All right, well, that's great to hear. Used to be, boy, there'd be 10 or 11,000, I think, had come to that one. It was really great. Was there any people from the industry like Kenwood or Yaesu or MFJ or people like that?
Jay was there, and I can't remember who else. We went in we went in two buildings. They didn't have anything in the third building, but most of the stuff was down in the boneyard, and they had it covered up pretty good. That was real nice to see.
And 0TR with KI4DOS. Well, that's great. N4IQ said he was going to take some stuff up there that he didn't need anymore, and Phil was supposed to be with him. Did you see them up there?
I see either one of those. Did see quite a number of other folks that we know and talked to, but didn't see N0 yours at 0TR, N4IQ. I didn't see Bill or Phil up there. Saw Jack and Ricky and, oh gosh, I don't know, Jim and a whole bunch of folks that get on the repeater down here. Saw a whole bunch of folks I didn't know. We were walking out the gate, and this guy was loading up to leave, and he stopped me and Patrick, and he says, He said, here, y'all take these antennas. He said, they're free. I said, what do they cover? He said, I don't know. They're military.
Well, I wouldn't have any idea in that case. I never did monitor military frequencies that much other than air traffic control and stuff like that. You know that, about where they're at. And they were all, down around 120 or so. But, or even below that, I think they go from 108 up to 135 or something. But at any rate, well, it sounds good. I just didn't need anything, Gary. I can't think of anything at all. I need it right at the moment. Just holding my breath on the old computer down in the basement that it stays going. And, I haven't fired it up today. I did last night for a short time. There really wasn't a lot on, unless you're doing FT8 or something. And so I just shut it off, and we went to bed about, we come upstairs about 10 o'clock, put it that way. But we had a good time up at Granddad's. One of them Honeycrisp apples, I just ate one. Man. Then you add a little bit of caramel to it, and they're just about as far uptown as you can get.
Yes, Mobile, that sounds great. I should have gone on over to my sister's house. She lives in Hendersonville. I met Patrick up there in Hendersonville. He drove from there over to where we met, and he drove on over to Shelby. And we had a good time, but I should have went on up to my sister's house. She's got a whole bunch of apple trees. A couple of years ago, they made apple cider. And I should have gone on up there and got some apples from her, but I didn't think about it. You said apples.
Well, we actually wore our masks in there. Seems how Chad got that COVID the other day. We're being extra careful again. And there were so many people there at Granddad's. We used to go to Rocky Top, but you can't hardly find a parking place up there. In Hendersonville, they expected 300,000 visitors yesterday, or today, this weekend, Gary, because it's the Apple Festival.
I've seen a whole lot of traffic, and I'm, like I said, I'm on 25 coming into Traveler's Rest now. I'm up here about 290 where 290 comes into 25, so you know exactly where I'm at. But the traffic out here is atrocious today. There's a lot of people moving around. I don't know where they're going, but there's a lot of folks out moving.
I told Bernice yesterday, I said, there's more people on Highway 25 than we'd ever encountered. Usually that's, it still is the real peaceful way to go. As soon as we get south of Batcave, we turn off on 25, wherever that's at in relation to Batcave. But the first chance we get, we go over to 25. It's a lot more peaceable highway. Now, it wasn't crammed, but it was just a lot busier than we'd ever seen it. And we usually go during the week and try to go up during the traffic jam time, you know. But there was a whole lot more, but I couldn't imagine Hendersonville getting 300,000 visitors. I noticed when we got on to 26 there at Hendersonville that they was backing up going into downtown Hendersonville. And I just, I'm just not that much into getting in big crowds yet. I like to keep a little space between us.
Well, I agree with you on that. And, you know, even though there was a good number of people up there at the Ham Fest, people were being courteous about one another and not crowding and that sort of thing, which was really, really nice. But, you know, I'm like you. I try to keep my distance, and I don't always wear a mask, but, you know, I feel claustrophobic in those. And with my glasses fog up most of the time. So I try to keep my distance, but, you know, that don't always work. But Joy told me that she was going to get me a make me get out in the backyard and take a shower in Lysol before I could come in the house.
These women are a lot smarter than we are, Gary. Yeah, we hadn't been wearing our masks either, but we did kind of watch our distances. But there was somebody in Lowe's, I think it was, telling me that there was this guy that he waited on. Yeah, that's where it was at. We was in there. I need to go back down there, but I'm not going down there this weekend. I'll wait till Tuesday. And he said, it's one of those guys I waited on that had to be about a foot from your face and talking loudly to you. And he said, I spent about 30 to 45 minutes with him. And then when I got him to the checkout, he says, you know, he says, I haven't got the results back of my COVID test yet, and I really don't feel very good today. I thought, boy, that's as bad as the one that went to the bingo game there and infected all those people that Chad told us about.
You know, people like that don't have what we used to call common sense. You know, common sense ain't common anymore.
Hey, did you get that email I sent you yesterday about the Glocks?
I hadn't checked my email. I didn't check it yesterday, but I'll check it when I get home.
You and Joy will be laughing the rest of the afternoon at that one. I about busted a gut. And it come from a 80-some-year-old lady up in Kansas that we know, that's a very wonderful lady. And Bernice used to sew for her. I laughed, about cried, and so did Bernice. It's really a good one, so be sure you download it and look at it. It's just a little video, just, oh, maybe 30 seconds to a minute long, but it's pretty typical. It reminds you of Chicago, put it that way.
I'm looking forward to that when I get home. When I get there, I'll crank the computer up and check that out. I don't check my email every day, Tom. I probably should, but it's just something that I just don't do. You know, I guess you know, there's a lot of people that live on the computer, but I'm not one of them.
Darn, that makes two of us, Gary. Bernice goes in anymore, and for a farmer, this is pretty good. And she can hear me over here. She's liable to slap me. But she goes in, and we got an old computer in the back room there. And she looks at that every night and gets rid of a zillion emails that I don't know how in the world she ever got them. But she looks at recipes 99% of the time. So I don't have anything against her looking at the computer.
iOS mobile case, anybody cares. But Joy's doesn't look at her computer. You know, she used to be in IT. And once she retired and got away from the computer, she doesn't turn hers on very often. And the last time she looked, I don't remember how many. She told me how many emails that she had. And I said, honey, your box is going to get full. And I said, there won't be any room for anything else. She said, well, in that case, I won't be getting any more emails, will I? And so she went in there, and she worked in there, and she came back. She said, I deleted about 800. And she said, but I got tired of that, so I'm going to do something else.
Star with the man on the mountain. Well, that's great. I heard that N3 station a while ago, Gary, and I responded to him, but he never did answer, so I cleared off, and then you come on and helped him out. But I was over there eating my Honeycrisp apple, and I can smell them hot dogs cooking over there. We don't very often eat hot dogs, but beans, we worked outside today for so long and got hot. I have to kind of watch that not get too hot. We had a little dethatcher thing we was going to put on her little rotor tiller. She's got a little one for the garden, you know, and she's got a dethatcher for it. We've never tried it. It's new. And I'm thinking that's where two fools met, but she wanted it. And it's a steel, so, you know, they don't give steel stuff away. But we got it, and she said it'll get the dry grass out of the other grass. And Oh, I think the grass has become a hobby around here anymore. My neighbor says if it's green, cut it. You don't matter if it's weeds or not, as long as it's green, Tom.
That no-steal stuff does not come cheap. And I hope it works out as well far as it's advertised. I cut my grass the other day, and there was such a dust storm out there. I cut the grass, and 2 days later, I was still getting mud out of my nose. That's how dusty it was. So I'm hoping we'll get a little rain this weekend, but it doesn't look like we've had any so far.
N4DJC.
Good afternoon, Jerry. I've been thinking about you. I called you a couple times in the last couple of days, but we didn't meet up. I see that a lot of times, Gary. Especially if people got Bermuda, they cut it real short. And we got fescue, and we try to cut it higher. And I've been letting it go a little too long this summer on purpose to keep it from drying out. Because, brother, we need rain bad. And I think the chances go up tomorrow and then for another day or two or three that we'll get some. But just like last night, there was a little thunderstorm brewing right by us, and it rained enough to get the driveway halfway wet, and then it quit. It says here on my weather station, like yours, 1/100th of an inch. It says previous events, 2/100ths of an inch. That ain't going to do much good. Good afternoon, Jerry. Go ahead. N4DJC and 0TR.
Good afternoon, Gary. Did you bring a bunch of stuff back from Shelby?
EKI4DOS Mobile. The only thing I brought back was given to me, and it's got four military whip antennas. Don't know what they are. Don't know anything about them. But I'm going to go do some research and development and see what I can find out about them and go from there. I didn't buy anything but lunch and a lemonade while I was there, but I'm still sipping on the lemonade.
They wanted $1.75, wasn't it, for a donut?
Yeah,
for one of them apple cider donuts. I just wasn't given. I'm not cheap. But, man, the prices on those donuts and those Slurpees was really, really high. I was going to get one of them. Well, by the time I thought it over, there was a big line. And, well, that's the worst place in the world to spread COVID. So I said, I can do without. We had ice water in the car anyways. But, the first thing that comes to mind when you talk about military antennas, I would say Chad. And he might have a good idea there, Gary. But the best part is you got some aluminum, and heck, you can make 6-meter beams or whatever you want out of that stuff. But go ahead, Jerry.
I didn't know you went, too. I hadn't planned on going anyway, but I didn't go. I tell you what, anything you get for free, if it's got aluminum in it, is you can cobble it into something. I know Gary, he's an antenna guru anyway. He can make it, whatever it is, make it into something pretty cool, I guess. Fair whips, I bet those things, how long are those things, Gary? KI4DOS, N4DJC.
Jerry, we went up to Hendersonville to the Apple places where I was talking about the donuts. Go ahead, Jerry.
Donuts up there at the Ham Fest, but I didn't ask them how much they wanted for them. They were Krispy Kreme, but I didn't ask them how much they wanted for them. But I got over to the lemonade stand, and they had, lemonade was, the small was $3.50. And the double, which was twice the size, was $6. So I bought the big one. but the antennas, Jerry, are about, I guess they're up there about 9 feet tall, something like that.
You'll be able to come up with something good for those. Yeah, I haven't been to Shelby in years. I used to love to go when I lived in Rock Hill. It was kind of close for us. I don't know, actually it's been so long ago, I don't remember, but at one time up there they had I don't know if it was a local dairy or what, they had some of the best blueberry ice cream up there I remember having. It was, I can't for the life of me remember whether it was soft serve or whether it was just, regular, in a tub ice cream. But, man, it was really good on a hot day. But my mentor, a guy got me started in ham radio, Oscar Boatwright, WP4RE. He's a silent key. He and I used to go up there. We went every year for years. And he'd go up there and spend the night on Friday night and just have a big time.
I like those apple cider Slurpees they got up there. I don't know what they cost, but the donuts were ridiculous. And I usually buy a dozen donuts up there, but we had had cinnamon rolls that morning from Sam's Club, and the frozen ones, and they're really good, the ones from Sam's Club. They're even better than Pillsbury's. I don't know what brand are they, Bernice, do you? They might be Pillsbury, but they're different than what you get at Aldi's. They're made specially for Sam's. So I thought, well, I had donuts this morning. I better lay off of the sugar a little bit, which I usually don't pay attention to. Go ahead, Gary.
My goodness. I'm like you, Tom. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to sugar, but, I try not to eat anything sweet before I go to the doctor if he's got to draw blood.
Dada. Had a scare about 15 years ago. My blood sugar was high, my A1C was high. I lost about 60 pounds and got mine back in line. So I had to pay quite as much attention, but I still do. As you age, you don't burn it. You don't have your metabolism doesn't work as well on sugar as it used to. But, Tom, you probably recognize these. I can't think of the name of these things. It's some kind of apple. Well, apple things, it almost looks like they made a special pan. I'm going to say apple skiver or something. Anyway, it was an apple dish that my aunt from South Dakota used to make. And she had a little pan. It was like a kind of like a cast iron pan that she made those things in. They looked like a donut without a hole in it. But those things were absolutely delicious. I know you or Bernice, the one probably know exactly what I'm talking about. But I haven't seen any of those things around in years because you think with all the people from Midwest moving this here, you'd see them more often, but I hadn't seen any probably 15 years of them. Knew anybody that cooked them.
Barely. Eat donuts, but, Walmart's got, I don't like a bunch of chocolate on them real thick. If they put it on there thin, I'd go for it. Or maple, if they just put a thin coating on, but no, it's got to be 3/16 of an inch deep or so, and it's just too sweet for me. So what I'll buy at Walmart once in a blue moon is just a sugar-coated donut, And we like those, and if we haven't eaten any sweets, well, and we don't, with Bernice around, we don't watch sweets that much. But if we come home and get home about noon after going to Aldi's and that and Walmart, we'll have a cup of coffee and have one of them donuts. But that's about the extent of the extracurricular sweets. Bernice makes enough around here. I don't know what my A1C is, but I got to tell you a Navy story, Gary. When I was very young, young in the Navy, I was 19, I think, at the time, and I was due for lung surgery and up at Oakland. And so I was to not eat any breakfast or anything, but the day before I was to get a blood test. You talk about not eating anything sweet. Well, they told me not to eat breakfast. So I didn't go to Chow Hall and I didn't eat breakfast. But I did eat an orange. And I guess my blood check, and this corpsman comes out, and he's not very happy. And he says, "Did you eat any breakfast?" And I said, "No, all I had was an orange." back in the old days, Gary.
It's mobile. I understand that, Tom, real well. You're talking about apples, and Jerry's talking about those little apple turnover type things. Those are really, really good. But Chad came by the house and brought us, I can't even remember what he brought us now, but he brought us some, Joy asked him to bring some peaches. and he brought us a bunch of peaches, and she made a big old peach cobbler, and I've been eating on it, and when I left this morning, there was one piece of peach cobbler left. It probably won't be there when I get back, but night before last? Anyway, I told Joy, I said, I'm going to go in there and get me a piece of cheesecake. She looked at me and she said, we don't have any cheesecake. I said, well, it looks like cheesecake. And I went in there and got me a big old plate full of that peach cobbler. Went in there. She said, I want some too. So I had to go back in the kitchen and get her some.
Peach cobbler. It was kind of like a fried pie. My mother and grandmother used to make fried pies. My mother was a fair cook. My grandmother was a really good cook. And she used to do fried pies all the time. And that was, you know, that's one of those things that you don't see people eating stuff like that much anymore. That was something they used to send people to school with. And, of course, I come from a small town. I know y'all heard this story. We had a cannery about a block away from us. And, you know, people just, you know, they were growing up during the Depression. And they knew how to make good stuff. It wasn't good for you, I don't guess, but you had to make all the good stuff. And what they had, you know, what they grew and what they had. But I remember my other grandmother on the other side of the family, she used to make a fried meat pie. And she used to give that. My grandfather was a railroad engineer, and she used to give that to him to put in his lunchbox when he was on the train, because he could just eat it with one hand, and he could keep his hand near the throttle, that sort of thing. It's kind of like what I think some of the miners up in West Virginia and Kentucky used to do stuff like that, too. But it's really interesting. But that homemade food, there ain't nothing any better, especially if you got a good baker, a good cook like you do, Tom.
Gary, just now I texted it with a picture of one of Bernice's peach pies. Oh, my. And a little whipped cream on top of that. And Cool Whip, you know. that's really good stuff. I like cobbler, but I just don't have a peach pie. Either way, they're delicious to me. I love peaches. Bernice, when are we going to go? We're supposed to go this morning. So I guess we'll go tomorrow morning, because they're going to close this orchard up here north of Wade Hampton, Labor Day, right? And then you got to drive down Buncombe a little ways there, and there's another one down by that ice cream place there. And they'll have them for the rest of the month, I think she said, if they had peaches. But, you know, on a holiday weekend when you got all the tourists, be lucky for them peaches left, Gary. It's in 0TR.
That's what she was thinking when she asked Chad to bring us some peaches, because he lives up there kind of close to peach country. And he was coming by the house anyway, so he put us some of those. I told her, I said, I'm gonna fix me a big old dish of this peach cobbler out of the commode. She said, what? And I said, I'm going to put ice cream on it. She started laughing. She said, that's a la mode.
Oh, me, Gary. By the way, I hope my mic gain's okay. I turned it up a little bit from the other day. I don't know whether I'm overdriving or not, but the commode, that's pretty good. That's like they had these. My mother-in-law used to make a tomato, like a paste kind of stuff. They call it a compote or something like that. But my father-in-law, he called it compost or something like that, just to irritate her. I think he did it until both of them passed away a few years ago. I think he just did it to aggravate her all those years.
My lunch, Gary. You got Bernice laughing over here, too. Anyways, gentlemen, I use that loosely, of course. Bernice says my hot dog's ready, and she's making some cream corn with it on the side, and she's brought me a cup of coffee. I looked at QRZ just now, and it's a dead bird. Nothing on there. So you guys take it easy. It's been a real pleasure, and have a wonderful afternoon, and and the good Lord's willing, and the creek needs to rise, we'll get some rain here in the next day or two. Say hi to Joy, Gary. KI-4DOS to take it in 0TR-73 Sky.
Miss Bernice, have a great afternoon. Enjoy your hot dog. I'll call you and tell you what happened to me the other night. I wanted a hot dog for supper, and well, didn't get one, and had a nightmare about it. I'll call you and tell you about that. So I ain't gonna put that on the air. But y'all have a great evening. Enjoy your hot dog, and we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Yeah, y'all have a safe trip back, and I guess there was a good many people there. Was the Hamfest, were they open last year, or was last year the first time they opened back up again, or was this the first year they've had a full crew there?
They opened up last year, and it was a lot of the folks went up there, and opened yesterday, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and there was a whole lot of people down there in the boneyard today, started packing up about lunchtime. And they said they sold most of their stuff on Friday, and said there was a huge crowd up there. And there was a pretty good crowd up there today. We had a good time, enjoyed ourselves. And Patrick found a couple of things he wanted and needed, and of course, I didn't buy anything, but I didn't need anything as far as that goes. But Jerry, I'm fixing to pull into the favorite parking spot for this old truck of mine. You take care. Have a great afternoon. I appreciate you and Tom talking me on to the house. Enjoyed it, and really did. And I'm gonna start getting on here a little bit more during the day. Y'all take care, and I'll say 73 for now. And N4DJC, KI-4DOS Mobile.
Talking to you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you got home safe and sound. And, yeah, I guess, you know, we'd like to hear you on, and you always got you and Tom always have some bits of wisdom. We kind of have to reminisce a little bit, talk about some old times. Of course, I know a lot of people don't care anything about hearing about that stuff, but that's just the way I was raised, I guess. Y'all have a good afternoon, 73 Gary. And y'all talk to you later then. And, excuse me, KI-4DOS, N4DJC, clear.